Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Will he tell the president no when necessary?
The attorney general must hold everyone, no matter how powerful, accountable. No one is above the law, and no American will be beneath its protection. No powerful special interests will cower this department.
Some on the far left will stop at nothing to defeat this nomination.
This caricature of me in 1986 was not correct. I did not harbor the kind of animosities and race-based discrimination ideas that were I was accused of. I did not.
Well, that was Jeff Sessions yesterday giving a pretty strong showing for himself as he goes through his confirmation process to become the next Attorney General of the United States. Join us on the line right now, Del Wilber, who covers the Justice Department for the Los Angeles Times, for a recap of how that hearing went. Del, it's good to have you on the show this morning, and it seems to me it went pretty well for Jeff Sessions yesterday. I don't think they really effectively laid a glove on him, and he directly answered some of the questions many people had about him.
Yeah, you know, he handled himself really well. He was calm, and he answered every question. Nothing bothered him. You know, the protesters interrupting stuff. He's been through this all before. You know, this is his, I believe this is his sixth hearing for an attorney general nominee, if you consider that he's a senator who was on this very same committee
right.
and had weighed five others, you know, their own nominations. So he knew what was going on. You know, he handled himself, you know, quite well.
Yeah, he knew how the lay of the land, but he did directly address these concerns that he was expected to be asked about from 1986. And then I don't really, as far as I know, throughout the rest of the day, it was never raised again.
Yeah, I think it's hard for, you know, these senators. The Washington Post had a great story about this last week. You know, they're all friends, right? I mean, it's a club. It's like the most exclusive club in the country, being a U.S. senator. And you know, I think there's only a couple that they all kind of dislike, and he's not one of them. They're like, you know, they work out the gym together. They you know, lift. They go to Bible study together. And I think, you know, that's in some ways he got treated. They set a tough tone. Feinstein, which he started, Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the committee, set a tough tone in the beginning, and they did ask him tough questions, but they did it in a polite way, and that made it much easier for him to power through it.
Well, speaking of not being liked, what do you make of the Cory Booker grandstanding? Because, you know, as a political scientist who studies this sort of thing, I always find the duplicity of purpose interesting when one year you can actually partner with someone to create, you know, legislation relating to the topic, and all of a sudden you're actually bad-mouthing the guy. So what do you make of what's going to happen on that?
No, I'm going to have to wait and see. Well, I'm going to be covering that today and watching it as you are. And I believe it's the first time this has happened
right.
where a sitting senator testified against another sitting senator up for a post. And I imagine he could have handled some of what he wanted to say just by being at the hearing yesterday and asking the questions. And, you know, a lot of their questions are not questions. They're just statements of their own feelings. And he could have handled it that way, too. I don't know. And I don't know enough. We're on unusual times, and so, I cover it today.
Yeah, but, I mean, it seems to me, as you look at these confirmation battles, everybody said, the one to watch is going to be Jeff Sessions. They're going to come at him because they don't want him really being over at that Justice Department, and they've got these concerns that go back to 1986. And you know, look, again, today is second day of the hearings. These are going to be people who are not in favor of the nomination who are going to largely get their chance to speak today. Fair enough. But it seems to me, as I look at the confirmation process, the one that is going to get apparently pretty ugly is Rex Tillerson for State Department.
You know, I don't know about that either. I think my reading of what was going to happen at the hearings was not so much that Sessions was going to have a rough time. I think that civil rights groups and liberal groups had raised a lot of concerns about his views. He's one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate, right? Like, one of the most conservative lawmakers
no doubt.
In all of Congress. And so they have legitimate gripes from their own perspective about his beliefs. And they don't think he's going to do a very fair job at the Justice Department. And so they're opposing him. Those groups generally support Democrats. And the Democrats were in a tough position, right? Like, here's a colleague of theirs. They don't want to beat up senators who are up for cabinet posts because guess what? They want to be, they all look in the mirror and see themselves, oh, I could be the next Attorney General, right? And they don't want to go through that too. And plus, they know him. And so, like, they're caught in that tough position. I think Tillerson, I don't know enough about what's going to happen at the State Department, but there are other ones I think that could have a harder time, like Pruitt at EPA. I would imagine he'll have a pretty tough time. And others, and I think it kind of depends kind of the information that comes up during the background check process and what access they get to that, like what holdings they have, what conflicts of interest they may have. That's usually, I think, what dooms a nominee. Remember Tom Daschle, right?
Like, right,
tax
absolutely.
Issues.
Well, real quick, I noticed you did a little bit on the whole Trump issue regarding to the Russia thing. What do you make of that? Because, again, my judgment here, and you're a reporter, I'm not, is you have the media running off with unverified sources on very salacious, sexy stuff. What do you think's going on?
You mean on the Trump, the stuff that came out yesterday,
Russia,
with
right,
CNN
right, yeah.
and
yeah.
BuzzFeed? You know, I stayed late yesterday and wrote a short synopsis of
what
they
right
reported
now.
and what's in it. I'm still confused by it all. I don't. No, a lot of reporters passed on it over, this has been going around for a while now, and a lot of reporters passed on it because you can't verify anything in it. And then, you know, he's the president of the United States, and so, or he's the president-elect of the United States, and so the bar for what you'll report about him,
ought to be pretty high.
Should be.
What the conservative, it's interesting, like, the conservative media, what they'll report about Obama, the stuff that a lot of many of the allegations, many of the things they report about him, or what they report about Hillary Clinton, the bar, there is no bar, right? And then the mainstream media, I guess, if there is even such a thing, like the Post, the Times, the LA Times. Like,
right.
I don't even like. I think what was different here is a lot of people had this information in CNN. I'm not always a fan of CNN, but...
Well, they gave it some credibility, there's no doubt.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And I think the reason was because it got distilled into a report that the intelligence agencies gave to Trump.
You're right.
And so I think the moment that the U.S. government got involved and said, you know, there is some...
Right.
Well, I guess we'll see.
The person who developed all this information, I think that makes a difference.
All right, we're way over, but thank you so much, Del, for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.